This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and thanks for listening to this week's special bonus show, An Audience of One. And I have something a little unusual for you today. I am a regular podcast listener, and one of my favorite podcasts to listen to is hosted by Mike Monahue. He's a great guy, and his podcast is loads of fun. It's called Playful Humans, or maybe search The Playful Humans Podcast. Anyway, it's available on Apple and Spotify. It's always a lot of fun and great information. Right now, I have a little snippet of an interview he did with the gentleman that started Comedy Central. So I think it's interesting. It's short and sweet, and I just wanted to introduce one of my favorite podcasts to my listeners. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, The Playful Human Podcast, starring Mike Monahue.
All right, welcome to the podcast, Art.
Thanks, great to be here.
Yeah, you were, how do you say, started Comedy Central, founded that for them when you were working with...
I was working at HBO,
studios. I was going to guess, but I didn't want to guess wrong, so thanks for helping me out there. Let's just go ahead and start there, because I feel like that's kind of an interesting headline, and there's got to be a lot of story there, because in your book... You say you also lost your sense of humor during that process. And I found that when people play for a living and it becomes a profession, it kind of sucks all the fun out of it. It happened to me in radio. It sounded like it happened to you in TV. Tell me about that process and what that story was.
Yeah. The name of the book is Constant Comedy, How I Started Comedy Central and Lost My Sense of Humor. And I must say, I didn't, it's not like comedy was a disaster for me after I started the channel. I did want to name it that because I wanted to give people the immediate impression that starting Comedy Central was not so much fun that I couldn't stand it. It was really hard work, and there was a lot of pressure on me personally, since I was the one who pitched it and said, hey, here's what we ought to do, and here's how we ought to do it. So it was tough. And that first year, I went to work every day wondering if this would be the last day of Comedy Central and comedy art. So, that would have been the end of my comedy career, I guess.
And how did you get to that point? I read your bio a little bit. It sounded like you liked comedy. You did some acting and performance, but would you consider yourself a comedy person before that? Or was that really, you were a TV executive and this just happened to be the next channel that was starting?
At the time, I probably was neither. I was a comedy nerd from a kid, from the time I was a kid. I watched The Ed Sullivan Show when I was young, like 7 or 8 years old, and saw some of the great Borscht Belt comics and Richard Pryor, actually. All those guys were on Ed Sullivan at 8 o'clock on every Sunday night, and I was fascinated. I have to say, I thought, man, anybody who could make an entire audience laugh at the same time, with all due respect, you just told a joke and you did get me to laugh. But, I'm not sure you could get a million people to laugh at the same time with that particular joke. So I just thought, man, that's a superpower I want to learn more about. And I fell in love with comedy.
That's so interesting. And my next question then would be about that time frame, because music television had started and playing music videos 24 hours is you had this cable, network where we got more channels, we need to fill more time, and in creating these theme channels seems like an interesting time, because Comedy Central, I kind of think, was the same way as MTV, where it started as just comedy specials and stand-up comedy and then evolved into other types of programming. Is that how you see it, or did I miss an interesting part of the story there of how that evolved?
No, that's pretty close. I mean, that Comedy Central, which started as Comedy Channel, was always committed to comedy full time. I mean, we have seen in the cable industry some channels wandering away from their initial inspiration. I think MTV is a good example of that. They certainly started with music videos and a lot about music. Suddenly they're doing, reality shows that had almost nothing to do with music except that there was music in the background. So I will say that a friend of mine was running Sci-Fi Channel when one day I noticed they put on a football game. And I called him up. I said, Dave, for God's sake, what is going on? And he said, look, the bosses said we got to get audience, and that's how we're going to get audience. I said, yeah, but you're walking away from your brand, you know? I mean, you guys are about sci-fi. I want to see spooky, weird stuff, man. And that's not the NFL. Anyway, Comedy Central, I think, has been pretty true. By the way, it's its 30th anniversary this year. April 1st marked that's the 30th awesome. Anniversary of the launch. Comedy Central stayed pretty true to we do comedy, you know? And I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I love that. And I do see that as one of the most consistent brands in there. There are different types of comedy, right? So,
hey, everybody. That was Mike as host, and he was doing a little interview with the man that started Comedy Central, Art Bell. I found it interesting and good information. I just wanted to share a snippet with you. If you get a chance, listen to Mike's podcast, The Playful Human Podcast. It is available on Apple and Spotify. It's a regular one I listen to, and always good information. Hey, thanks for listening to this short bonus show. Stay tuned this Sunday, another regular episode of Stand-Up Comedy, host and MC. Be sure to listen and enjoy. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand-Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.